Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Alex in partnership with CoverPrice.com, the ultimate comic book resource, highlighting a book from CoverPrice's weekly top 10 report for the week ending June 8th. These are the comics collectors chased the hardest last week, driving demand and pushing prices across the aftermarket. Hey, did you see that footage of Nicholas Holt walking around the set of the Superman sequel Man of Tomorrow in Lex Luthor's iconic war suit? So did a lot of other folks, and the first appearance of that suit in 1983's Action Comics 544 jumped in price to $34. For a near mint copy. That issue also features the debut of a metallic Brainiac, so if that version is in the movie, you might want to pick up a copy now rather than later. The cover also features Superman faded in the yellow background, looking shocked, but if Superman is shocked in the movie, that probably won't impact the price, I'm just saying. That was a highlight from CoverPrice's weekly top 10 report. Want to learn what your collection is worth right now? CoverPrice.com does all the hard work for you. Tracking aftermarket sales for both Raw and Slab comics, CoverPrice.com lets you know what your comics are actually selling for. Interested in weekly new releases, FOCs, trending cover lists, and a ton of other great content? CoverPrice has you covered. Visit CoverPrice.com/comicbookclub today to get 1 month of CoverPrice for just $1. That's CoverPrice.com/comicbookclub. Amazing Venom swings into new series. Goldie Vance gets a new collection. Happy birthday to Scott McCloud. This is Comic Book Club News for June 10, 2026. Back in the very fun web of Venom number one, readers met a brand new symbiote who is not Venom, but looks like Venom, wearing a costume fashioned after Spider-Man, but is not Spider-Man. Instead, it's Fred Myers, aka Boomerang, now called Comeback, and he's getting his own five-issue series titled Amazing Venom. Confused? That's okay, that's part of the comedy, as writer Jordan Morris and artist Luke Ross said Comeback to Clintar, the homeworld of the symbiotes, taking place in the fallout of the Queen of Black crossover, Comeback and his symbiote passenger are headed into space because why not? Amazing Venom number one hits stores on September 16, 2026. The highly underrated teen sleuth series Goldie Vance is getting a new paperback collection from Boom Studios. Per the Beat, the 224-page collection will feature the first 8 issues of the YA series by Hope Larson and Brittany Williams, which features the titular character solving mysteries in a Florida resort where she lives with her dad. In the book, when the current in-house detective finds a case he can't solve, Goldie joins him, but finds herself in over her head. While not quite compact comic price at $14.99, it's still worth it for a book Boom teases his, quote, Nancy Drew meets Only Murders in the Building. Goldie Vance Book 1 hits stores on September 1st, 2026. Sure, this podcast isn't about understanding birthdays, but today is the 66th birthday of understanding comics legend Scott McCloud. Born in 1960, the Massachusetts native got his start creating comics in high school with none other than Kurt Busiek, and together they created the first licensed Marvel-DC crossover comic for the Boston Pops. Later, McCloud worked as a production artist at DC Comics, where he created Zot, his creator-owned take on superheroes. In the 90s, McCloud created 24-Hour Comic Day, which challenges folks to craft a 24-page comic in 24 hours, but it's his non-fiction work which is probably best known, including the iconic handbook Understanding Comics and sequels Reinventing Comics and Making Comics. So happy birthday, McCloud, and here's to many more. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And no, Scott McCloud is not related to Fox McCloud, but they did date the same girl in college and it was a whole thing. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.